Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you.
Since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. And eyewitnesses testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is speaking the truth so that you may come to believe. For this happened so that the scripture passage might be fulfilled. Not a bone of it will be broken. And another passage says, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. There is no feast of the sacred brain, even though Jesus' brain was united hypostatically to the wisdom, to the Word of God. There's no feast of Jesus' holy hands, even though these hands touch so many, raised them from the dead, expelled demons, consoled them with his merciful touch. There's no feast of Jesus' famous feet that traversed all of the dusty roads of ancient Palestine. This isn't so much a feast of a particular part of Jesus' sacred anatomy, but it's what the heart means and how Jesus himself and his apparitions to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in the 1670s described the importance. In the biblical language, heart means the center of a person. To talk about the heart means to talk about someone's real character. And so as we celebrate the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we celebrate just who he is. Second aspect of the heart is it's a tangible sign of humanity. When the heart beats, the person lives. So today we celebrate the sacred humanity of Jesus. But more than anything else, as we know from Romance literature throughout the centuries, the heart is that great symbol of love. And to celebrate the solemnity of the Sacred Heart is to celebrate the Lord's merciful love beating until the very end. Why did Jesus come down to reveal that love to us? Because he knew we needed it. That over the course of centuries, our love had grown cold. We had ceased to really appreciate just what the love of God ought to mean in our life, and we had ceased to reciprocate it. So Jesus came down to this unappreciated visitation nun in a small convent in Paray-le-Monial, France, to express to her and through her to the world just how much he wants that love to become the reality of our life, to learn how to live in that love, and to learn how to beat as the heart of his mystical body for all those most in need. Today's first reading, we see this message through the prophet Isaiah, which would be fulfilled 23 centuries later when Jesus came to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. How the Lord had loved us, how he had called us, how he had taught us, how he had taken us in his arms, how he drew them with bands of love, who had raised us with the love that would bring an infant to one's cheeks. Yet though I stooped to feed my child, the child didn't know that I was his healer. My heart is overwhelmed. My mercy is stirred. It's what this is all about. Jesus wants to love us, but a lot of the times we run away from that love. He wants us to draw water joyfully from the springs of his salvation. He wants himself to dwell in our hearts richly through faith, as St. Paul wrote to the Ephesians. He wants us to recognize that when through our sins his side was pierced and outflowed that blood and water, that is meant to be that font, that spring from which we're not just to drink a little, but to be thoroughly inundated. It's always moved me that when Jesus came to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, He said, "My heart has exhausted itself in love for the human race, given itself to its ultimate limit, but instead of love in return," he said, "I've received from most only irreverence, indifference, coldness, sacrilege, and scorn, especially in the sacrament of my love," pointing to the Eucharist. And he said, "What pains me most keenly is that those who are consecrated to me treat me in this way. That those who are supposed to love me the most are the ones who don't let me love them so that they can love me more." And it pained the Lord Jesus. He came down not to make us feel guilty. He came to revivify us, to allow us ourselves to receive that gift of himself. So what I always like to do on this day is to examine what Jesus said and to learn from him how we're supposed to do the opposite. So he said he receives from most, first, indifference. So for us, Jesus, especially in the ways that he wishes to love us, must become the biggest difference in our life. Irreverence. That instead of blowing him off or not treating him in a sacred way, we ought to have our whole life point to the sacrality of what we're doing. And that we see that sacred visage of Jesus in others. Coldness, that Jesus wants us to be passionate, on fire with love for him. Sacrilege, there are so many who don't receive the Lord in pure hearts. He wants us constantly to be ready to receive. And scorn, contempt, he wants us to treat him with great, great love. That's the pattern of a Christian life that would really satisfy the love that continues to beat in that heart. It's one famous scene in the life of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, where in the midst of these apparitions that Jesus was giving to her in that chapel, he reached mystically into her breast and she felt the pain. He, in his wounded, scarred hands, took out her heart, submerged it in the furnace of his own heart, burning away all the dross spiritually that was there, and then returned that heart into her breast so that she might be able to love in precisely the way the Lord wants us all to love. Today, the Lord wants to effectuate a similar heart transplant. He wants to take away our hearts with all the stony aspects of it, with all the cold and different, perhaps occasionally scornful aspects of it, the sinful parts of it, submerge it into the flame of his love and return it to us. We've always asked for that gift, the great invocation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus is, "O Sacred Heart of Jesus, make my heart like unto thine." And I share one last image. In the greatest of all the Eucharistic miracles that have happened over the course of the centuries, which is the miracle of Lanciano, Italy, which happened in the year 700, as the priest who had lost his confidence in the real presence of Jesus was celebrating Mass, the host turned into flesh, and it was enshrined in a crystal reliquary inside the chalice. The precious blood of the Lord coagulated into 5 different pellets of different sizes, but when you would weigh them, the smallest and the largest of the pellets would weigh exactly the same, to symbolize that the whole weight of God's glory was in every small little drop. And those were preserved for centuries, up until the early 1970s, when Pope Paul VI allowed histologists and anatomists to analyze those relics. And when they did the tests, they said that the slice that's found in the host was of human myocardia, was of human heart muscle wall. and it was made with a cut that even the tools that we have today, the very fine surgical razor blades, couldn't have accomplished. And the blood was human AB, matching identical the Shroud of Turin, the least popular of all the blood types. It's the universal recipient that what Jesus gives us in the Eucharist is, first, he wants to strengthen our heart wall. We're in essence consuming his heart as we consume everything. But then he wants our blood back. He wants our blood to beat through that heart to receive our own love and response. Today, as we come forward to receive the Lord Jesus, we beg him to make our heart like his, as we receive his heart poured out for us here, so that he can bring about that moral miracle from the inside, and we can be the heart of his mystical body, showing not irreverence but reverence, not indifference but the biggest difference, not coldness but passion, not contempt but love for him in the sacrament of his holy love. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, make our hearts like unto thine. Amen.